Well, good morning, everybody. So today we are talking about heaven. And when I was a kid, when I was your age, I loved when my mom would read to me about heaven. And she would read a passage in Revelation that talks about the streets of gold and the pearly gates and the precious stones and all the walls. And I loved learning about heaven. I loved learning that when I died and went to heaven, that I would see God face to face. Now, there's not a lot that we know about heaven, and we won't know much about it until we die. But one of the things that we know about heaven is that we will see God face to face. We will get to sit in God's presence in wonder and in awe. And in the book of Revelation, John says that he had a vision of heaven, and an angel took him and showed him that a river of the water of life flowed from the throne of God, and it was clear as crystal. It flowed down the streets. Now, the water that comes out of your faucet at home is very clear, right?
Yes.
Yes. And the water that you see in most rivers is pretty muddy usually because there's dirt under the river, right? Well, imagine a river that was as clear as the water that comes out of your faucet at home. That is the river in heaven, and it's filled with the water of life because God is life. And so that water flows from God's throne down the streets. And the Bible tells us that the tree of life is on either side of that river, and it's full of fruit. So there'll be lots of things to eat in heaven. And it says that the people didn't need lamps or lanterns or flashlights. It doesn't say flashlights because they didn't have those back then. But I'm telling you, you don't need a flashlight when you get to heaven. And it says that we don't even need the sun. Now think about it. When the sun sets, when the sun goes down, it's pretty dark outside. But the Bible tells us that God will be the light, that we won't even need the sun because God will be our light. And we will get to sit in the presence of God and see God face to face. Now, right now, we can talk to God. We can tell God about the good things in our life and the bad things, the things that make us happy and the things that make us sad and the things that make us mad. We can talk to God, but we don't know what God's voice sounds like, and we don't know what God looks like right now. But when we get to heaven, we will get to hear God's voice, and we will see God's face. So there's no need to be afraid. Now, there's not a lot that we will ever know about heaven until we get there, but we will see God face to face, and that is the best news that there is. So now we're going to pray, and you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for loving us. Thank you that there is a place where we can spend forever with you. Thank you for your grace and for wanting to be our friend forever. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.